My name is Dan Kramer, 8410 Scott Store Road, Greenwood. You know, you guys all swore to uphold the Constitution. I'm going to find out if you read and believe that, because if you do, you're going to take the churches out of this grant and aid program. And not only that, in the grant and aid program, or your slush fund, rather, last winter, one of you said, well, when we get a hold of this, we're going to get rid of it. Yeah, well, I see it's still in there. And as far as the grant and aid program is concerned, the pigs and the hogs need to be weaned from it, like Rush Limbaugh says. You got too many at the trough. Get rid of them. You don't need the grant and aid program. You save millions of dollars. But how do you save the millions of dollars? According to the News Journal, oh, Sussex County didn't lay anybody off, didn't raise any taxes. Biggest bunch of bull ever come down the pike. First of all, you did get rid of employees, but how did you get rid of them? You forced them out. You didn't give them time of day. You said you either take it or get one or the other, because there was some resignations you accepted. And as far as a deficit is concerned, the last 2 years, you want to make out there was a deficit. There was no deficit the last 2 years. Thank you.
Next. Parrish.
I'm the elected clerk of the peace, George Parrish, Long Neck, Delaware, and I'm here to publicly thank the county administrator and his excellent staff for partnering with me in formulating a budget which is very responsive but will save tens of thousands of dollars for taxpayers in Sussex County. And this is part of a larger budget. Sussex County Council should be very proud, because it's the only major governmental unit in the state of Delaware today that did not raise taxes. And as a taxpayer, I applaud your efforts. And I ask and thank you for being responsive in this economic times. When people need their money, they do not need to pay additional taxes. So for that, I thank you. But I think it's a real credit to the county administrator and staff and working with everybody in a team effort to provide a budget that represents no tax increases. And I thank you for your leadership on this issue.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to be heard? Yes, sir. Come forward, please.
My name's Roland Walker. I live at 30 Apache Avenue, Millsboro, Delaware. I'm currently the president of the Sussex County Farmers Association, and I would like to thank the county administrator and his associates for really working with us hand in hand. It's a tough decision for everybody. I understand that, and we all understand that everything has to be tightened up, and we have been preaching to our people to tighten up. So we thank you all from the county's Farmers Association for standing by with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your work.
Anyone else? Okay. Let the record show that no one else asked to be recognized.
Nope. There's a hand came up at the last minute.
I'm sorry, I didn't see you.
A little squeaky in here. Just.
I can't believe.
If you do wish to be heard, please let us know.
Christian Hudson, 30921 Edgewater Drive, Lewis, Delaware. I'd like to commend you on your commitment to cutting Sussex County's budget to a more reasonable level. Because of the strength of your convictions, you've chosen to stand for what you believe in and not bend to the whims of political dissidents. Your decision to cut the budget requires both the courage and commitment that very few elected officials have the stomach for. In an era where most elected officials take the path of least resistance when it comes to facing tough decisions, thank you for your stance on responsible governance. Some folks have pointed out there may be pay cuts, layoffs, or programs that are scaled back as a result of the balancing this budget the way you have. But I understand you're simply trying to balance the county's checkbook in the most responsible way you can, given the extremely challenging circumstances we find ourselves in. The governor stated that Delaware's facing an $800 billion budget shortfall, and he's asked all state employees to swallow an 8% pay cut. Economists state that 1 in 8 Americans is now facing foreclosure on their homes. The economy shrank by almost 6% in the first 3 months of 2009 alone. The private sector seems to be losing jobs left and right. And when every other American's being forced to cut back, I just can't fathom how anyone could possibly argue that trimming back the county's budget is not the responsible thing to do. Our county's budget's paid for in the form of taxes. and is therefore borne on the backs of those very men and women who are facing these layoffs and pay cuts in the private sector. When you think about it that way, the answer seems pretty clear. We just can't afford to let the budget get any larger. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you identify himself? I can't remember. Is there anyone else who would like to be heard regarding the budget? Because once this hearing is closed, there won't be an opportunity for public comment.
We do have a letter, I believe Mr. Baker is going to read, or you can read.
There are three letters. This letter is, first letter is from Sylvia Short and Battle Robinson to council members. They want to, it says, we are writing to comment on the allocation and the proposed budget of $350,000 for parking lot construction. At a time when council is attempting to reduce the total number of county employees through attrition and early retirement opportunities, we question the inclusion of this sum, this large sum, to provide additional staff parking. Also, in light of environmental concerns being raised about extensive paved areas, we would encourage the county to reconsider such use of limited funds. Finally, we note the possibility of the county raising additional revenues by charging a minimal fee for a parking space. Next letter is from Guy Phillips, president of Sussex County Farm Bureau. Dear Council, Sussex County Farm Bureau would like to thank Sussex County Council for its decision not to raise property taxes for the 2010 proposed budget. We appreciate your hard work and willingness to keep our government within its means. Lastly, a letter from William Vanderwin, chairman of the Sussex Conservation District, to Mrs. Deaver. As a county council member during this difficult economic time, you're faced with a very hard job balancing the budget. Everyone must sacrifice and do their part. However, some organizations and agencies such as ours are being hit from many different directions. The Sussex Conservation District is expecting major funding cuts from the state in addition to the proposed cuts from the county. We are expecting about an 80% cut to our conservation cost share program and a 57% cut to our state and county matching funds. This means that the conservation district may experience a 75% cut in program funds. On top of this, the county is proposing a 50% cut to funds that are provided to the conservation district to support salaries amounting to nearly $27,000 a year. These funds are used to support important programs that benefit all the citizens in Sussex County. All the proposed cuts may make it difficult for the district to continue the current level of service the people have come to expect and deserve from the Sussex Conservation District. The Sussex Conservation District requests your support in an increase to the proposed funding. The county has been very generous in the past when it comes to supporting the district programs. We ask that you continue to support, continue the support provided to the district, and to be fair, one agency or organization should not carry more of a burden than another. I appreciate your time, consideration, and support of Sussex Conservation District programs. If you have any questions, please contact me, and he gives phone numbers. Those are the three letters. Having heard those three letters, is there anyone else who would like to be heard before we close the public hearing?
If we're going to ask for any changes to the budget, when would that be appropriate to do?
After we close the public hearing.
Okay. After the public. All right.
Let me ask a question. I'll follow up on that. Is it appropriate for us to have our conversation about what we would like to see change and still maybe allow the public to comment after we've made some comments? Is there any problem with that? Because sometimes we say things and it's too late for them to comment on. I would, since we have a room full of people, they've taken the time to come here.
Well, your rules of procedure, which we could refer to, say that after the public hearing is the opportunity for the public to comment. After the public hearing,
well, could we just leave it open?
The rules of procedure say that you can adopt the ordinance as proposed without any changes, or make amendments to the ordinance and adopt it as amended, or you can reject the budget.
I understand. I didn't just know if it was, if it's appropriate, if everybody would be comfortable just to leave the record out or leave the public hearing open. We have our conversation, ask us any further comments, and then close everything.
That's not the normal procedure.
I know that.
But with by consensus of at least three of you,
I don't know if there's anybody
modify
anybody
that.
Would want to do that, or if they don't want to do it, that's fine with me. I don't think we've ever done it before, but I got a couple of things I'd like to talk about, and there may be somebody out there that also might want to comment on. I don't know.
And if we do that, would they be able to comment?
Well, that's what I just said. We would have to change our rules. There, I guess.
You modified the rules and had your discussion, then went back to the public again, they would be able to comment.
Mm-hmm.
To do that, I would require a motion and a second and a majority vote, if you'd like to give that a shot, Mr. Cole.
I'll make the motion that we leave the record open and further the discussion.
I'll second it.
That's probably enough. Just leave the record open.
Yeah.
All right. We will. I have a motion and a second to leave the record open while we have discourse among the council members. Is there any discussion among the council members regarding this motion? I would say it deviates from our policy, and I think it unwise. But I will certainly honor the will of the majority. If there's no further discussion, I will entertain the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote no. Motion carried. Mr. Cole, you have the floor.
Thank you. I got two issues, and the first one would be, and I think I've shared it with some of the councilmen before, but we have a situation where I think we have been doing the revenue sharing for local law enforcement. It's $25,000 we give to each of the small towns to help with their local police forces. And I know that many times those local police forces venture out of their town limits and service a lot of people in the unincorporated area, so there is a benefit to the people who live in the unincorporated areas of Sussex County, especially when they're close to some of these small towns. Also, everybody who lives in a municipality in Sussex County also contributes to our tax base. They all pay taxes. Many times, some of the larger towns provide most of the services. So they're maybe paying for something and they're not getting much from the county. So anyway, I would just, to make a cut to the chase here, basically, I would like to restore the full funding to the local law enforcement revenue sharing program that we've had in place for many years now, and I just think there's certain areas we can cut. This is one area that I don't think we should cut. I think there's a lot of people in Sussex County benefit from this, and many of the towns have seen a financial burden on sending their police, or when there's a call and it's just outside their city limits, they feel an obligation to go send their people, and there is a cost associated with that. So I would like to fully fund it, and right now we've cut it from $25,000, Mr. Baker, to what?
$12,000.
$12,000. So we cut it almost. We cut it in half.
Yeah, 50%.
Right. I just think that's too dramatic to do. I would say I'd be open for maybe a cut, but not a 50% cut in a service that is so essential. So any conversation on that?
Yes. Welcome. I would like to see, I don't want to see the 50% cut. I think a smaller cut would be in order. The economy is so bad and crime is way up, and police are telling us that's the reason. In my area, we have what looks like we might have gangs in our area, and I'm very concerned about it. I'm very concerned about the crime and the calls I'm getting from constituents about the crime. So I think we need better coverage. And if this is the way to get better coverage, I think I'm for it. But the 50% cut is a little steep because there was money, there was stimulus money that went to the town police force as well. Cops money, I believe it was called. But I don't think we should cut back that much.
Did that stimulus money come through this county first for us to pass it out?
Pardon me?
No.
It sounded like to me you're implying it, but it did not.
It probably came to you, Sam.
It did. Okay. It came to me just like it came to you.
Don't worry.
Any other comments from council?
My only further comments would be I would like, if there's a consensus to do something, to raise it up, if not to fully fund it, to restore some of the funding. Maybe we have a conversation if there is a consensus with any of the other councilmen. You know, I would love to hear it. I mean, it sounds like Mrs. Deaver's receptive to increasing it from the where it's in the budget. So is there any thoughts from the west end of this table? east end of this table, whatever, whatever direction I'm looking at, whatever.
George, you're south end. You're on the west end.
I'm going south now.
Okay.
That's right. I am on the west end.
We will go ahead and continue this conversation, but we want to flush out any other discourse before we allow the public to comment, and then we will close the public hearing, and we will consider motions to the effect.
I got one other issue, and somebody can answer this for me. The Conservation District, where we've cut them on the salaries, and they do provide, again, a lot of service to the land use issues in facing this county. When we adopt development, next thing, Conservation District's got to be there and do their job. If we do cut them 50%, is there a way, Mrs. Webb, that we can revisit the funding of this of the Conservation District maybe midway through the budget year? I mean, or are we going to be stuck with a cut of 50%? I'm just wondering, you know, as things go and maybe things turn around a little bit or we see some savings in some places, could we come back to it? Because it concerns me that when most of what we do, gentlemen and ladies, is
land use.
We approve developments. They're on this afternoon session. They're every time. And every time we approve one, the Conservation District's got to be there and make sure it's done right. And then, again, the complaints we get from drainage, et cetera, you know, they're there to help us. So I think, again, 50% cut on the salaries of the individuals that are down there working is maybe a little dramatic. If somebody can convince me that maybe we can have these budget cuts now, but then maybe in 6 months we could revisit it and see if there's a way to refund it.
So,
help adjust the funding.
You mean like if the realty transfer tax by chance is over or where the deficit
or if
is
we've
running
just been,
well,
if we've
spent
been so
saving
frugal,
money.
If we've been so frugal, is there an ability to come back and
the budget
and
amendment?
Help,
would it be a budget amendment?
So that they
amendment?
Don't lose employees.
Well, it does say in their letter that they are planning a 75% cut in the program funds. Do you believe that they're going to need a full funding for salaries of employees if they're actually cutting back 75% of their program funds?
I don't know. My question is, if we get in a situation where they do get in a bind with lack of employees, do we have the ability to revisit something like this midway through the year and help with funding?
Mr. Baker, have we revisited the budget in the past during the year?
On occasion. We have. Now, in their case, their funding was cut a total of $26,797.
Out of how much money?
Something like, do you have that number?
What did we only give them 100 and some thousand, isn't it? A little over it.
75. It's about 128,000, I believe, in total that we give them. So, but what we cut 50% of the grant portion that there's 75,000 that we grant them that is in the Delaware code that we have the grant period.
That's
so
correct, about 100.
In their case, if you know, it probably could look at that and at mid-year the council could look at it some later date if they wanted.
Well,
to
I'm looking for if there's it, I'm looking for some confidence in the process
take
that
it out
we could do that. Right. Okay.
I will assure you that if you would like that put on the budget or on the agenda midway through the year, I'll make sure that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm just looking for it. I think that's because I think even the Conservation District, I think, might have a sense of security if they see that this council thinks what they do is important, and that we would revisit funding of this midway through the year and see how our finances are. And
it represents $95,000. What you're talking somewhere in between there any level could be but
right,
that's
right,
the 50%
right.
reduction
so that they wouldn't have to maybe lay off people immediately and
we just
like
gave $18,000 to a program to help kids not eat foods that make them fat.
I think you voted for it, didn't you?
I didn't. I'm the only one who didn't vote for that one, but anyway.
All right, any other comments from the council?
Yeah, I can't see a 50% cut in Conservation District.
You've made that clear.
Mm-hmm.
Any other comments?
No, I haven't. George made it clear.
I did have a call from some of the VFW members in Allendale this week because of the stormwater management and all this things that's been added to it. It's going to cost them about $50,000 for a VFW. And that's the fellows that served in our country and wars and our freedom and liberty. And so, we turn around charging $50,000. I think that's...
See, I don't think by reducing the workforce...
And it goes back, by the way, George, it goes back right to the same grounds, it was where the old one's at.
But Sam, the only, my only comment is to you, the stormwater retention ordinances and laws are still in place. We're not talking about that. We're talking about just funding the program. So this would not have zero effect on the scenario you just brought up.
Well, I've been to see this area, and I tell you, well, you're talking about spending more money for what?
Okay, never mind.
I'll drop it.
Yes. Any other comments from the council before we offer an opportunity to the public for one last chance?
I'm hearing from people in Heritage over in Bridgeville that they can't even, they plant bushes in the ground and they're soaking wet and it kills all the bushes. There's a real issue with stormwater management in this county.
Okay. If there are no further comments, Mr. Griffin, could you open it up one last time, please?
Yes. Is there anyone here who would like to be heard who, regarding any aspect of the budget or any of the additional conversation among council members just completed? Going once, going twice, anyone?
Make a motion we close the public hearing.
We will close the public hearing.
Thank you, Mr. Griffin. I will entertain motions from the council to modify the budget if you so choose.
Okay, did we need a motion to close the public hearing, or it is closed?
It's closed.
Okay. I will then put on the table, is there any conversation, and gentlemen and ladies, on the revenue sharing for local law enforcement? I'll make a motion to fully fund it, unless I hear something different. Is there some movement anywhere? Because I'd like to see to increase the funding more than the $12,000. And is there any support? Otherwise, I'll just throw in the revenue sharing at a fully funded, and then that'll be tougher on you.
Mr. Vincent.
Would you have any comment?
If you have a motion, go ahead.
No, I don't have anything in front of me. I am just concerned about the 50% cut that we did, and I would like to increase it. Is there any support for increasing it another 25%? Or do you want to go? I mean, I'll go full funding. I think full funding is essential, is critical. And it's not that much money, and I think we should be able to find
that.
It. So,
how much money does it represent, Mr. Cole?
I'm not exactly sure. Miss, could you tell us what in the budget? You had it on the mm-hmm. slideshow here.
It's 226.
262,500.
$262,500.
And a couple of our coastal towns are getting hit
to each per each
by
town.
These gangs.
Well, it's not so much gangs, but I just, in my district alone, I think I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 or 7 towns. And that's a lot of people who live in these towns who pay taxes in this county. And I just think that they provide a great service to the townspeople and plus the people who live outside of some of these towns. So I'll make a motion.
George?
Yes, sir?
Before you, on this discussion.
Yes, sir.
In this past couple months, I've had a battery stolen on my irrigation pump. I've had over $4,000 worth of irrigation pipe stolen from me. Does this mean the town policemen are going to come out and help me find out where all this stuff is going?
No, if there is a call into, I think, our call board 911, and the first responders could be the town police department, they would respond. And they do respond, Sam. So I'm just trying to make sure that they have the funding. And the towns are under the same problems we are with transfer taxes and other things, Sam, but they don't have the ability and the geographical size that we have that can maybe handle these offsets and these financial and problems as well as we do.
And then, George, if we do that...
You can vote
if
no.
If we do that, we will have to change the law because they're not supposed to be out of their jurisdiction, which is the town limits.
No, well, we're not changing any laws. We're funding...
Outside of town limits.
Okay.
One more question, Mr. Cole.
Yes, sir.
We have in front of us a balanced budget. If we... if we spend an extra $262,500 on this, the budget will then be out of balance. Do you have a proposal on keeping it in balance, or do you propose?
Well, we could reallocate funds from one other department to this, one other program to this.
Like
we could reallocate some other funds from various things. But, no, I don't have. I would think that our budget people would be able to maybe sit down, and maybe we might have to defer a week. And they could come back with telling us where they would find the money.
I also
think there is reserves. We have reserves where we could go into. And how much money do we have in reserves?
$67 million.
I hate to ask, but...
67.
Million.
$67 million.
But we have reservations and designations.
George, why don't you make a motion?
Thank you.
To do something.
Okay, I'll make a motion. We fully fund the what is it called? The local law enforcement.
Grants.
I'll second it.
To $25,000.
I have a motion and a second to set the local law enforcement grant level at $25,000. Is there any discussion?
Isn't there some state police money that's available?
But we're giving it to the state police.
Mr. Baker, what have you got?
Mr. Cole had asked that the, I think three or four weeks ago when the budget was introduced, about the suggestion that maybe funding from the state police line item could be used. Mm-hmm. So I talked to Major R.L. Hughes, and he indicated that there was some money in there without even affecting the number of state police that was for vehicles and equipment in vehicles that would not be needed. So possibly money could be transferred from that line item, from the state police line item, to the local law enforcement.
And you all have the ability to do that during the budget year, right? To reallocate?
Well, we would like direction from the council to do that. I think, I mean, you can make that adjustment, but we do have that ability, but I think we would.
Well, you would ask us, I'm sure, right, but you do have the ability. So if, like I said, I this is what I said to Mr. Phillips, there may be programs out there that we'll see some funding that won't be used or won't be needed that we could reallocate here. So again, I stand by my motion to fully fund it. I believe we have the
and how much there. How much money were you talking about?
Was Major Hughes indicated there was approximately $100,000 that could be transferred.
There's half of it already.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are there any other funds that you believe we can move around without creating too much upheaval in this budget?
We looked at some of our revenue line items. There is in the our sheriff's revenue is running considerably higher than what we anticipated, and based on what how it is currently running, we estimate that we could probably increase that revenue line item in the budget by about $150,000. So,
and you're comfortable with doing that?
Yes, the budget committee is taking a look at that. We have $2 million in the proposed budget, and we just went over $2 million as of May 31st in this fiscal year.
Well, it appears that we have the ability to, with reserves or other areas. So I just think that we could maybe not have to work the details right now. I don't know if it's appropriate to do that right now, Mr. Phillips, to try to find out exactly where all this money's coming from. Because it, obviously they're not sitting here prepared to do all that. But so why don't we, they will come to us and ask, you know, to reallocate, and we will deem it to be reasonable or not later.
Well,
so,
using that logic, reallocating the local law enforcement revenue would be appropriate to do at a later time as well. So it may be appropriate.
Well, I
want to
make sure we get
the
full funding. No, I'd like to get the full funding in now in the budget.
I'd like to know how we're going to pay for it before we do
anything.
Well,
we just heard about
how
much money we have in reserve.
I'll make a small contribution out of my discretionary account as soon as I get some money. It won't pay the whole bill, but I would rather spend it on police protection than some of the things we've been spending it on.
And a motion? Do we have a second? Did we have,
we
a,
have
second?
A motion and a second. Let's we are trying to determine if there's any other discussion. If not, we will take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
No.
Mr. Wilson?
No.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote no. Motion fails for lack of a majority.
Right.
Are there any other comments about the local law enforcement funding? If not,
I think we have the ability to move this a little higher out of the state police monies. We certainly can't fund the whole thing. But I would make a motion that we increase the grant from $12,500 to $15,000 and take that money out of the $100,000 we're going to hopefully save from the state police.
I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second to increase the local law enforcement grant to $15,000 per town, with that money coming out of the savings proposed by our county administrator from the state police grant. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Oh, yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
Something's better than nothing.
Are there any other motions to amend the budget?
Well, is there a way to make a motion that we would revisit the conservation district's salaries for their, where we've supported salaries? I make a motion that we revisit it and towards further funding it in mid-year. So make sure that it gets on the agenda. It's something we are definitely going to do that doesn't get lost and forgotten because I think they're critical.
I have a motion to place on the agenda mid-year. Consideration to restore a portion, at least, of the funding for the Conservation District. Is there a second?
Yes, I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Mm-hmm.
Vote yes. Motion
yes.
Carried.
Good job, George.
Are there any other issues regarding the budget that we should consider, Mr. Baker?
No, we do have two more public hearings, one on the assessment rolls and one on sewer and water rates.
Very good. Please continue.
You all worked very hard and did a great job with what you had to work with, believe me. Thank you.
And who you had to work with?
All of you.
Do you wish me to read the title of the budget ordinance, or was council proposing to defer action on that to a later meeting?
I am ready to vote on that portion of the budget, but Mr. Baker almost gave me the impression that we need to have the other public hearings first. What is the case?
That's typically how we do it. However, that is up to you if you'd like.
Well,
to
let's have all, let's do it like we've always done.
Typically, we do all three public hearings, and then we go back and look at the two ordinances.
Okay.
Mr. Griffin, continue, please, with the public hearing.
Okay.